I want to start out with Psalms 90. Let's look and see what that says. Okay, Psalms 90, 1 through 17 in the NLT says, Lord, through all the generations you have been our home. Before the mountains were created, before you made the earth and the word, you are God without beginning or end. He is an awesome God. My daughter used to have a problem when she was a little girl, when we were studying the word. Her question to me always was, Daddy, where did God come from? I said, honey, he's forever been. She said, Daddy, nobody could be forever. He had to have a beginning. Well, I'm going to tell you, I can't fathom that. Can you? I don't know. He says he has no beginning and no end. So I cannot understand this magnificent God that we serve that has no beginning and no end. He's beyond my ability to comprehend. But he is God. And he's proved to us many, many times over, he has answered our prayers just like that day when we were out there at Kathy's house, whenever I just met that man that was mowing the yard. I didn't know he had cancer. And I got him to repent of his sins and prayed the prayer of faith for him. And the King of the universe, this invisible, awesome God, healed him and changed his life forever. I think, wow, what an awesome God you are, Lord. Verse 3 and 4, it says, you turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust. In fact, I guess the reason I'm starting on this today is one of the men in our church died this morning. You get old and you die. You know, now some people live longer than others, but he said, you turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust. For you, 1,000 years are as yesterday, they're like a few hours. With God, there's no such thing as time. You know, he's not limited by time like we are. We have just a little bit of time. I mean, and you just don't realize until you get to the 70 mark or 70 plus mark how fast they go away. You know, you think when you're 15 that, oh my goodness gracious, I won't never get to be 20, you know, but verse 5 and 6. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear or like grass that spring up in the morning. In the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by evening it is dry and withered. Isn't that amazing how you can see a beautiful flower out there one day with all God had to do to make that beautiful thing, and then by evening it's all dried up and withered. You know, isn't it amazing how quick this happens? You know, but God makes all those things. Then he says in verse 7 and 8, he says, we wither beneath your anger, we are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. You know, now stop and think about that. Your sin, God sees them all. He knows your very heart, even that you can't even see your own heart. You think you're doing everything right, but you may not be doing everything right. So God sees our sin, and sometimes our sins make him angry. I guess they do make him angry to a degree because he says it does. He says, you spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. Verse 9 and 10. We live our lives beneath your wrath. We end our lives with a groan. And then look at this. This is the one that most of us don't want to see. 70 years are given to us. Is there anybody in here 70 years old? Several of us in here are 70 years old, aren't we? Or older. Yeah. Look what he says. 70 years are given to us. Some may even reach 80. Is there anybody in here 80? Nobody? Nobody that's 80? Okay. Well, he says 70 years are given to us. Maybe some may even reach 80. But even the best of these years are filled with pain and trouble. Now, why do you think God puts this on us like this? Why do we have pain? That's why we come to a healing school. We want to learn how to be healed. We want to learn how to walk in divine health, don't we? That's why we show up at these places, because we don't like pain and trouble, do we? I don't know about you, but I don't like pain and trouble. Do you? No, I don't like pain and trouble. But I can guarantee you, if you don't do everything God said in His Word, you're going to have pain and trouble in your life, because He said you will. Now then, a lot of people, you know, when they're young, especially before they're 30 or 40 years of age, usually when they're strongest and they're healthiest, a lot of people don't even, today especially, a lot of people don't even believe there is a God. They don't believe that there is a God. They don't believe He's in control. Some of these people, most of the people that don't believe there's a God have been to college, unfortunately. When they go to college, we have some very stupid professors up there that have crept in, that's got in our universities. It used to be places of education that taught the Word of God. And we have allowed these professors to get in there that don't believe they are. And every time I think about that college class, somebody sent me an email the other day that I read. I thought, this is amazing. But there was a professor, a big Marine. He'd come back from Afghanistan, and he was going to be back for several months. And so he thought, well, I'll take a college course while I'm back. And so he joins this class, and he's in that class for a few weeks. And all of a sudden, this professor walks in one day, and he just walks in and says, how many of you in this class believe that there's a God? Some of them held up their hand, but some of them didn't. And he said, well, I'm going to prove to you right now there is no God. He said, let me show you this. He said, God, if you're really real, I'm going to give you 10 minutes to knock me out. God, go ahead. I'm giving you 10 minutes to knock me out. He goes along there about 8 minutes. He said, see, I'm telling you there is no God. If there was a God and I told him to knock me out, he'd knock me out. So see, I'm telling you, there's no such thing as God. 8 minutes goes by, and all of a sudden this great big old Marine gets up, comes up there, and he walks down the aisle. The guy sees him coming, and he gets right up in front of him and just, bam, hits him right in the nose and just knocks him out cold. The professor falls on the floor, and the Marine goes back and sits down. In a minute, the guy staggers, you know, and he gets up and he says, what'd you do that for? He said, you want to know where God's at? I'll tell you. He's over in Afghanistan taking care of our troops, so you can make those stupid statements like that, and he sent me to take care of his light work. We need a few more Marines like that in some of these classes. If the people that was teaching those classes, if they were knocked out every time they said there is no God by somebody who says there is a God, they'd stop saying it, at least in class. They'd get tired of being beat up. Well, let me tell you, there is a God, and He's loving and kind. And I'm telling you, if He wasn't loving and kind, you know how many of us would be here today? Not one single one of us. Because of His fury, it's because of His grace that we're here the way it is. But He says 70 years are given to us. Some may even reach 80. So when you get 70 or 80 years old, you just can figure that something is going to start happening to you. Now, isn't that amazing? But the more you have the Word in you, the more of the Word you have in you, the more that you understand the Word, and the more of it that's in you, the less pain and the less trouble and the longer life you will have. That's just the way God is. I'm going to prove that to you today with some of the scriptures we're going to go to. But He says, for the average person, 70 years are given to us. Now then, if you're 15 years old, somebody says, well, you're going to live to be 70. I said, oh, that's forever. 70 years is forever. Is that right, Bill? But when you were 15, 70 years seemed eternity, didn't it? Way out there. But now that you've reached that point and beyond that, that don't seem so far away now, does it? Even 80, you think, wow, that means just like that gentleman in our church that passed away this morning. You know, they hadn't been to church in the last couple of Sundays. I've missed them, but I didn't have any idea. They haven't called. And I thought, well, that they had a need or something, so I didn't call them. But this morning they called. And he passed away. He went home to be with Jesus. Are we glad we have this hope? We go home to be with Jesus when we leave here. His troubles are all over on this earth. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's all over. Now then he gets to reap his rewards in heaven with the Lord. But even the best of these years are filled with pain and trouble. Have any of you ever had any pain and trouble in your life? That's a silly question, isn't it? We have all had pain and trouble, haven't we? Sure we have. Why do you think we're going to have those? Because God said we're going to have them. Right there in His Word, He said our years are going to be filled with pain and trouble. But I'll tell you, the more you have the Word in you, the more of God's Word you have in you, and the more you learn what He likes, and the more you obey that, the less pain and trouble you'll have in your life. Now then, next couple verses. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Now, if there's anybody you don't want to tick off, it's God. I mean, if you make Him angry, you might make me angry, and I might be able to do like that Marine. I might be able to punch you in the nose. It might hurt you, it might not. I don't know. But God, you don't want to tick off the King. He can make you hurt, I'll tell you for sure. And He is running the show. A lot of people don't realize that God is in control. But everything He's in control of. He clearly says in His Word, He's the one that wounds and He's the one that heals. He's the one that kills and He's the one that gives life. You know, He does everything according to the Scripture. So you want to obey God. It says, teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom. And that's one of the things we all need is wisdom. You pray for that, it only comes from God. Next two verses. O Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. There again, the end of our lives.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.